Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a guest today, and it is Pastor Butch Pawn. I think we've had him on a long, long time ago. It's been a while. He has his own radio talk show. And he's on other radio talk shows, and he's written a book. You know what I say? Everybody's written a book. I'm working on mine. It's in my head yet, but I'm working on it. Well, we're just going to get straight to the show because I want to talk about his book, Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word. Pastor Butch Paul, how are you doing today?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm still a one-winged bird here. But I'm getting along. It's been an ordeal. I don't know. I had kids that broke arms. I don't remember them sleeping all day like I seem to do with mine.
Well, you know, they were slightly younger than we are, obviously.
Well, and they didn't have to have surgery.
that makes a difference also, yes.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'll get there. But it's another month of only using the left hand, and I'm a right-handed person, and so it's been a little inconvenient, just a little inconvenient. But we'll get there. I'm interested in your book. No, I have not had a chance to read it, but I am interested in your book because it sounds like it's something very near and dear to my heart. I go off every now and then on what the real problem is in the United States of America, and it's in the hearts.
Amen.
It's in the hearts of men and women who have forgotten God, turned away from God, denying God. I like to go off every now and then. I don't know that I really like to, but she's kind of she makes it easy. Joy Behar from The View, I call her Joy Bazaar.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And how
yeah.
she mocks God.
Yes.
And how they made fun of and ridiculed and even called him mentally ill, Vice President Pence. Because of some of the things he'd said, listening to God's word and following God's word. And, you know, last week we lost Billy Graham.
Yes.
And one thing that Billy Graham I had heard in the past was, you know, and the scripture tells us to live above reproach. Don't put yourself in a situation where it's going to be questionable. And Mike Pence has tried to do that, you know, and he got made fun of, and everybody thinks he's a little strange because he wouldn't go to these banquets or these dinners if his wife could not attend with him.
Yes.
That was just his rule.
Yes.
And you know, as a pastor, a lot of times, many pastors will not meet with a female to counsel unless another female, particularly their wife, is there with them.
And, you know, that's a very good policy, and I try to follow that myself as much as possible. It's just not a good idea. It's not at all because something inappropriate is going to be going on, but we're to abstain from all appearance of evil as much as possible. We should not put ourselves in situations where we could even be accused of doing something wrong.
And that's exactly what they're trying to do. It protects
sure.
the female as well as the pastor.
Absolutely. With this new Me Too generation.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm 69 years old, and I've been preaching for over 40 years and been blessed for a long time trying to be a pastor. But I'm so shy anymore around even children. Unless I know the family, I hesitate hugging children.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to be around the corner next week when they say get mad at me and say, well, he did this or did that. So you got to be very cautious. It's sad to live in a society where you're afraid to love somebody, in Christ even, with that kind of pure love, that you're afraid of loving them that way, you might be falsely accused. And it's not for your sake even. It's for the glory of God and not allowing his name to be drug through the mud, so to speak. Yes. Exactly.
Well, you know, and what Billy Graham had done, at least this was what I had read years and years ago, and he traveled a tremendous amount. He traveled. And when he stayed at hotels, he would not even go to his hotel room unless a male employee of the hotel escorted him there. And then there was no question about anybody else going into that hotel room with him.
Yes.
No question whatsoever. And so when they're picking on Vice President Pence for his faith, it really bothers me. And they were telling a story last night, and I missed the name of who it was, but a friend of his was going through some problems, and he said, "I believe in prayer. Let's be praying for him." And the Twitter feed just went nuts. Now, there were more people for the prayer than there were against it. But so many people, no, it's nurses and doctors that heal, not God. Prayer doesn't do anything. You know, and I'm thinking, we need to be a nation on our knees, don't we?
We do, and that even flies in the face of science. Science has proven that prayer
works. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the Bible says a merry heart worketh good as a medicine. Keeping your spirits high, so to speak, and trusting in a power greater than yourself, even the doctors, goes towards a lot, not only towards a contented individual, but also the body's health.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that's scientific fact. That's not the Bible talks about it, but scientific fact that's been proven, that laughter does heal.
Laughter heals and prayer heals, having that connection with God, with others, and knowing that others are praying for you. You know, that lifts you up in such a way. You know, the scripture talks about standing in the gap for others. And it's very important. And
well,
we are lacking so much of that in this nation right now.
Oh, we truly are. And the scripture very clearly state the fact that only a fool denies there's a God. Only a fool. So Joy Behar is a fool.
Absolutely.
And that's just what the scripture says. I'm not judging. I'm telling what the word says. But I can judge according to the laws of God. If I judge by according to his standards, I certainly can judge. I judge myself from time to time and how I mess up. So, yeah, I can judge lawfully and righteously as commanded by our Savior. And, you know, you mentioned a book I wrote, and that's the fourth one. It's the biggest one I've written so far. And I try to get down to basics on things. I'm not much of one to be around the bush. I've been preaching for 40 years, and I can't do an hour sermon on a five-minute talk. If I got 5 minutes to say something, or an hour to say it, I can be down to 5 minutes, I'm finished. I don't believe in long-winded sermons. You get to the point. You make the scripture point, the historical point, the factual point, and then you move on. And that's why I've written a book and kind of like in Hillbilly and right to the point.
In Hillbilly? It's in
that's
Hillbilly?
Right.
Well, then we all ought to be able to understand that.
Well, I always figure if I explain something so I can understand it, anybody else can also.
Well, there's no need to get in with the big words and try to make yourself sound all eloquent, because that's not getting the point across. And the point is, you know, it's very simple. And God is love, and God loves us, and he wants us to obey the Ten Commandments. He wants us to obey him.
He is love.
And
he is love. He's perfect love.
Absolutely.
And perfect love not only is merciful and gracious, it is also just and judgmental. It has to be. A righteous God paid a price with his only son so that you and I could be forgiven, but he also will judge us by the same standard. And people don't want to hear that part about God. He will. Well, Psalms 9:17 says in part that a nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Would you say America is heading down a roadway to hell with divisions and shootings and murders and rapes and whatever else can happen to a nation becomes evil? America is well down the road.
Well, I think all that we're seeing, we're heading into a break, and I think all that we're seeing here in this nation is a symptom of a people.
It is. It is.
It's a symptom of a people who have lost their way and have turned away from God. We're heading into a break. I'm going to hold off on the phone calls till we visit just a little bit more, but write it down because we're going to open the lines here later. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We'll start taking calls at the bottom of the hour. And Pastor Butch Paul and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Pastor Butch Paul. He's written a book, Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God, from God's Word, and this is Volume 1, so you're going to have some more coming out.
I am. I'm working on it right now. It's probably half to two-thirds of the way finished for the second part, and really all these are a series of articles I've written over the years that I put together, Beth Ann, trying to make some sense of what's happening in the world today and Scripture that lines up with it. You know, truth is not really hard to find. It's available to anybody that wants it, but the sad part is most people are too lazy or too apathetic
or maybe
don't know that the truth's out there. And they don't look for it.
They're afraid of the truth.
That's very true. You know, and this book, I know you haven't had a chance to read it yet, but there's the articles and chapters in it are, I think, pretty much to the point. One that I wrote as given to me, I was with my dad a few years ago before he passed away in a rehab in a hospital. And someone brought the topic of homosexual, sodomy and lesbianism, not gays. No, the gay means happy. I have a chapter in the book entitled "Thank God I'm Gay," and I am. But when I come up here, everybody started whispering. I said, "Why are we all whispering about this? It's an abomination before God, a crime against nature. Why are we whispering about this? We should be shouting from the rooftops." And I wrote an article in a book entitled "Whispering Christians." Why are we ashamed to proclaim the gospel of Christ and the righteousness of God against sin? My goodness, Beth Ann, why is the church afraid to speak up. I was afraid to offend somebody. I ask people this all the time. Why did they crucify Christ? Because he offended people. That's why they crucified him. He offended mostly the church of the day, the Pharisees and Sadducees, and called them what they were, hypocrites and whitewashed sepulchres and vipers. But if you're afraid of offending somebody, then you're worshiping the wrong God.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as we were in the break, I was kind of writing down, because I'd mentioned the things that we're seeing today are symptoms of a people that have turned away from God. I don't accept the analogy. A lot of people say, God's going to have, if he doesn't destroy America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, well, God isn't going to apologize to anybody. He's giving us a time to return to him. I believe he always is a patient God. But I had a friend, I still have him, he's still a friend, but he said years and years ago, he said, we're going to have some generations of people that just simply are so confused, they don't know who they are, because we had so many single parent families. It's either just the mom or just the dad, and the majority of it is just the mom. But there is a lot of just the dads, and there are a lot of grandparents that are raising kids these days. But these kids right now, they don't know who they are. They don't know what gender they are, which is just blows my mind. And now they don't even know what race they are. How confused can a people possibly be that they can't look in a mirror and see what color their skin is or see that they're male or female and that they have to make all these other things up because they're searching for something in their life. And that something that's missing is God.
Amen. That's very true. And you said a lot of things in a few short words. We're seeing a generational curse, I call it, being passed down. Is one generation pulls a little ways from the plumb line of the Word of God. The next generation goes a little further and a little further to the point now that the confusion in the world and Deuteronomy 28:28, the Lord God said, because you've forgotten me, I'll smite you with madness, insanity. And it's insane.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it's totally insane. But that's fulfilling Scripture. You know, people get discouraged because of what we see happening. Don't be discouraged. Be excited because our God said this would happen. So we're seeing his word being proven. In so many ways, we've compromised the word, and we become fearful people. We should not walk in fear of what man can do to us, or what man can say about us, or how they can harm us. We serve a holy, righteous God, Beth Ann, and if we fear man more than we fear God, then man becomes our God, and that will condemn you. That will damn you. In Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, but the last part of that verse says, because you've forgotten me, I'm going to forget your children. Mm. Now, that's a very serious statement coming from the Word of God.
A very serious statement.
And so look at our children. You just covered it. And now we not only have one parent families, we now have same sex parents, supposedly, adopting children. And two men had adopted 9 boys. This read an article a while back. 9 boys adopted. They had abused 6 of them. Imagine that. Sodomites abusing other boys. I mean, duh. Gee whiz. Yeah. It makes me angry.
It does. It makes me angry, too. And, you know, we don't have any respect for life.
No,
life comes from God. So if you don't believe in God, you really don't have any respect for life. So here we are, and I made this comment, and it's not because I think that what happened in Florida was not a tragedy. It was. It's a horrible tragedy, death, young people being murdered just for no reason, really. And but how many do we murder every day?
4,000.
In a Planned Parenthood facilities through abortion.
Yeah, before someone wants to debate gun control, let's talk about murdering our children while they're still in the womb.
And there is no nation that will survive by killing their their youth, their future generations.
If the Bible is the truth, and I must tell you this, I've stood on this for a lot of years. 2 Kings 24:4 says that the shedding of innocent blood God will not pardon. America crossed the line in 1970 1974?
I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was in the 70s,
Whenever America allowed, and I'm talking about the church but specifically, allowed the slaughter of unborn children, America crossed the line. And now, since the mid-1970s, tell me, how much worse has this country become morally since we allowed the murder of innocent children? our God gave us a blessings of and duties. And no, it's not a right to keep and bear arms. It's a duty from God's word to keep and bear arms to protect yourself, your family, and the innocent. And when he withdraws his blessings from you, you lose that ability to protect yourself. They try to take away your last vestige of preservation, which is your firearms, and they're doing that right now. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
But whenever the church refused to stand with whatever means necessary to save unborn children, America started falling apart. The seams started losing blessings, hordes of blessings. And now, as you see, we have boys trying to be girls and girls trying to be boys. You probably read this already. A boy who says he's a girl has won the last 2 years wrestling titles against girls. Imagine that.
Yeah, I said we need to apologize to Lance Armstrong and give him back all his medals.
Oh, yes. This is absolutely what the Bible teaches. But again, the book I wrote, you know, is right to the point. I mean, I could get into other chapters now. You know, I wish you had time to read it sometime soon. But, mm-hmm. you know, one of the chapters is tolerance, the gateway to hell.
Oh.
When you tolerate sin,
it's not tolerance, it's acceptance.
No. It'll destroy you. It's like cancer. We have one cancer cell in the body. Well, don't worry about that. No, one won't kill you. But they do multiply. If you don't cut it out, it will spread. That's the same as sin, Melody. If you compromise with sin a little bit, it'll take over the whole healthy body.
What is it? The saying, sin takes you farther than you want to go and keeps you longer than you want to stay.
That's exactly right. And now another chapter in books entitled None Dare Call It Sin. People are afraid to call it sin. Well, I'm going to tell you right now that fornication, adultery, stealing, lying, cheating, homosexuality, those are sin. And they deserve to be punished. And the Bible says, but a lot of those, it's death. I'm sorry about that, folks. This Bible, both Old and New Testament, to put to death those who commit crimes of murder and rape and incest and adultery even, and fornication. It's in your Bible. It's Romans chapter 1, read it for yourself. And that's just the way it is. But the church won't say that today because we don't want to offend anybody. Well, we can't do that. Oh, yes, we can. Our Savior commanded us to do that. He said, go out and disciple all the nations. That means discipline them in the Word of God and teach them the Word of God.
But and, you know, so many times we look at the Ten Commandments as all these don'ts. You can't do this, you can't do that. And I guess children look at parents when they tell them you can't touch that hot stove as a, yes, I can. Well, you're doing it to protect the child. And
that's
God's,
right.
God's Word protects us. It's not there just to be mean and because he doesn't want to bother with us. It's there to protect us and give us instruction on how to live. And I want to go back to the women in this nation because I feel like I can have a little bit to say about that. They are tearing apart the families, these feminists, and they have done, and it was, you're a little older than I am, but not a whole lot, but the generations with the free sex have brought on the abortion, and they brought on all this other confusion and tearing apart of the family. And these women are not to be held up in esteem. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. Pastor Paul, when we come back, I want you to tell them how we can get this book to them in their hands so they can have some instruction. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A Moments from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Pastor Butch Paul. He's written a book, Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word. It's just packed full of great stuff. I have skimmed it. I haven't read it in its entirety, but I have skimmed it, Pastor Butch. We were talking a little bit about the women, and I'm going to turn it over to you. I wanted to bring about the fact that the free sex or free love, or whatever you wanted to call it, that hit us in this nation back in the 60s has been a tearing down of the family. Any nation that has weak families is a weak nation. A nation that has strong families is a strong nation. And only godly families are strong families. I'm just going to throw that out there. They're good people. There are, I'm putting good in little quotes up here, that do the right thing even if they don't follow God, but very, very few that falls in that category that try to do, try to walk with integrity, because you have to redefine integrity if you don't have a just God that you're following. However, the nasty women movement that's going on right now is not a good thing for this nation. And I really am not on board with the Me Too movement. Do I believe in sexual assault or sexual harassment? No, I do not. But I also believe there, and I'm not saying every woman that gets harassed or assaulted or raped, I'm not saying it's her fault. Don't get me wrong. I do not say that. But I'm saying that there is a difference between the sexes. And if, you know, if you're not going to behave like a lady, you're not going to get treated like a lady. That's usually the way it goes. And that doesn't excuse the men that are behaving badly. I don't want to ever think anybody to think that I'm excusing that. But we see these women bragging about being nasty women and wearing their crazy little hats. And it's disgusting display. And what does it tell the younger women that are standing there? And I was just absolutely infuriated and could not believe the mothers and the grandmothers that are participating in this movement. But nobody in this nation wants to take responsibility for anything anymore. And abortion is one of the main things that I'm going to harp on right at this minute, because it is a lack of responsibility, it's a lack of respect for life, and many of the women, Pastor, many of the women, the young girls particularly, they're being lied to, and they're being used and manipulated for money.
Yes.
For money. And even with what we saw in Florida here 2 weeks ago, they're blaming every single person, every single entity, except the shooter. You very seldom hear them blame the shooter. So when do we have responsibility for our actions? Well, we always do. You may not want to take that responsibility, but you're going to be held responsible one day for your actions, be them good or be them bad. And we're not here to preach doom and gloom. Actually, it's the opposite. There is hope. There is encouragement in the Word of God. Even for a non-believer, Pastor, they can find encouragement. Go through and read Proverbs. Go through and read Psalms. There is encouragement and instruction on how to live. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to you. I do want to say the book is $12.99, and you can call this phone number to order your book. Please let them know you heard it on CSC Talk Radio. 1-800-777-4403. That's 1-800-777-4403. And you can also order it at Amazon.com. Just put in Pastor Butch Paul and he'll bring it up. And Pastor, you said during the commercial break that you wanted to read a little bit from the book. And I'm going to let you do that right now.
Let you read one paragraph. You know, reinforce what you said, though. In Proverbs chapter 8, I think about verse 36, it says, those that hate God, those that hate me love death. Now, that's what the book says.
Yes.
Well, America, whether we're men or not, is in love with death. We don't mind murdering 70 million babies. We cry aloud when somebody else takes up a gun and shoots 17 other children. But I have a question to ask America. Is the child in the womb any less a child than the one that was shot down in the high school in Florida? No. So why are we so angry over 17 we murdered 70 men? There's an unbalance here, folks. It's called being a hypocritical people. The last chapter of the book that I just finished, that's available here, is entitled When Fear Reigns. And I made it to the last chapter to make the final point or something, that when a people are a fearful people, they are a weak people. Satan, now listen to this, is very important. Our Savior leads us by faith. Satan drives us by fear. Tyranny, tyrants, always drive by fear. They do not need respect. They don't care about respect. They want obedience by any means necessary. And this is the first paragraph out of the book written in the last chapter of the book. And When Fear Reigns is the name of it. We have all heard it said that silence is golden. There are times, however, when silence can become the most vile, contemptible, and cowardly evil that could ever permeate a society, when silence is the fruit of fear. When through silence a society condones any evil, silence becomes sin. When a society's laws become corrupt and the power, civil authorities, to pass and enforce these laws become so totally invasive and seemingly so powerful that the evil permeated by them is quietly and meekly accepted by the people in that society, then fear reigns. Justice, judgment, and truth are destroyed. Evil is at first tolerated and eventually and inevitably embraced. The longer the deafening silence remains, the greater becomes the fear and evil and embracing of them. The greater the fear, the greater the silence. Fear and silence are cancers that would destroy, slowly devour the very conscience of man and will surely destroy his soul. Now, it's impossible to please God without faith. That's what he said. And Beth Ann, if we walk in fear, who are we pleasing? Are we pleasing God or our enemy? Are we pleasing Christ or our own flesh? Fear is the biggest motivator Satan has against mankind. We see knee-jerk reactions every time there's a shooting or something happens. Well, bang guns and do this and do that. No, that is just a bandage on a cancer that will not cure it. You said many times, these are symptoms of a far greater disease. The disease is called sin.
Oh, yeah.
And the word sin, S-I-N, stands for self-indulgent narcissism. That's what sin is. It's a narcissist doing what he thinks is what's right to him, and he doesn't care about anybody else. That's what sin is. Sin is selfish. Sin is all about self. To forget everybody else.
And that's exactly what the first sin in the garden was about.
Exactly.
It was about self, becoming like God. They were looking at themselves. And I listened to a sermon with Chuck Swindoll years and years ago, and it was just an analogy. It's not necessarily exactly what was going through anybody's minds, but they said, why did all of a sudden they realize they were naked? He said, well, maybe it was the first time they actually looked at themselves instead of looking at God.
There you go. That's a very good way to put it. Because a self-indulgent narcissist is a sinner. S-I-N, sin, self-indulgent narcissist. We don't care what does anybody else. It's to please yourself, our flesh, and our desires. And that's been ingrained in us, Beth Ann, for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
The old saying, if it feels good, do it. You know, you only go around once, go for the gusto. You know, do what you want to do. And that's
no
one of,
by
the way, that's one of Anthony, who wrote the Loose Freedom Bible, I forgot his last name now. But anyway, they said that one of the commandments is, more or less, please yourself first. Don't worry about anybody else. That's where we are today.
And that's exactly where we are today with the LGBTG movement, with everything. I mean, just everything. Shooting up a bunch of people in a school, who were they pleasing? They were pleasing themselves.
And murdering the unborn babies.
Absolutely. We're going into a break. $12.99 is the book. The book is titled Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, and it's Volume 1, so there's more to come. You can give us a call right here at 877-895-5410. Order the book at 1-800-777-4403 or go to Amazon.com and type in Pastor Butch Paw, P-A-U-G-H. And Pastor Butch and Beth Ann will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
today about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann visiting today with Pastor Butch Paul. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, Pastor. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it is. It's the fastest hour of the day. Articles of wisdom and instruction from God's Word. This is an encouragement to you. He's got Scripture in there. He's got his own analysis of the Scripture and just plain old truth. And we do need to be a bold people. We have failed to be a bold people. And what we need in this nation is revival again. And, you know, that revival, that great revival started with one man praying, and the next day two men praying, and it built up and built up and built up, and a nation was changed in such a way, in such a manner, the police were looking for something to do. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we came back to that again? A nation on their knees, praying and acknowledging and repenting to our God for how we had forsaken Him. I have an organization that I have on the air periodically. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're the Vitae Foundation. And they bring in guests. They're a pro-life organization. They don't promote themselves as that exactly, but that's what they are. And they go on the side of compassion, and they help these women have their babies. And I had a guest on that they were going to have at one of their banquets, and it happened to be Michelle Malkin. And I mentioned to Michelle, you know, sometimes I'm sure you're the same way. Something just jumps in your head.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it just jumps in your head. And before I had the interview with Michelle, this had come to my mind. Because I'm always thinking about what were our founding fathers thinking when they established this nation, this republic, not democracy. It's a republic. It's just a failing on the republic side because the American people aren't doing what they need to be doing. But it jumped into my head that those who value life value liberty. Those who do not value liberty
do not see the value in life. And, you know, I think that has a lot to do with that phrase or expression or written, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Because under the king, they had none of those. They had nothing. You know, it was what the king dictated. That's what they had. He owned the land. He was taxing them out the wazoo. I don't know how much they were paying then, but I know we're paying way too much now. And we hear now, because of the most recent gun attack, and you and I know that we lose more citizens in Chicago every day than we lost in that day in Florida at that school. We lose more babies at Planned Parenthood every day than we lost children at that school. And so they're all trying to tell us to turn to government for safety. Not guns. Get rid of the guns. They're the problem. But turn to government. Instead of turning to God, turn to government. And this is a statement which really isn't necessarily a statement of supporting of God. But this is Dan Bongino. And it's, I think we need to see, you know, I like the old saying, you can't, what fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? And we're looking at all these little trees and we don't see the bigger picture. But Dan Bongino said, make no mistake, liberals are anti-civil liberties advocates. They're at war with freedom and of the Bill of Rights. They want to silence you on campuses and elsewhere. They worship police state spying, and they are screaming to disarm you. Your freedom is their enemy, and that's a fact. And you and I, Pastor, both know that true freedom only comes from God.
That's very true.
Liberty only comes from God.
It can only be kept, as our founding fathers knew, when the people are armed to protect it. But, you know, you made some statements about government turning to man for all of our help. And, Beth Ann, we've all done that over the years.
Sure.
My goodness. We couldn't name all the federal programs, state programs take care of us, you know, with Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security.
And subsidies and grants.
More and more. We turn to man become a provider, but in Daniel chapter 8, verse 25, I was getting ready to shave one morning, go to work, and the Holy Spirit prompted me to go back and look up the word peace in Daniel chapter 8. And, of course, I didn't know the exact verse. I looked it up in verse 25. I looked up the word peace. Now, I always assumed, and I should never assume anything like that, that when it said that the beast or the Antichrist will more or less destroy people through peace. And I always thought that meant he'll force peace. He'll have world armies to destroy the people that won't follow his rule. Well, I looked up the word peace, and I was shocked to find out what it really meant. That the beast system does not destroy the people or take them over by force. And this is what the word means. Look it up for yourself, folks, in the Strong's Concordance. The word peace in Psalms or Daniel 8:25 means false security and prosperity. He destroys many with false security and prosperity. If you read scriptures, you understand that every time a people prosper, they begin to sin and become apathetic and indifferent to what's going on around them, because after all, they don't need anything. They got everything. And every time in Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man puts his trust in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. Every time we turn to man, we prosper, so supposedly. Because look what we have coming in here. You know, it's our entitlement. And again, he destroys many through false security and prosperity. A well-fed slave is less likely to rebel than one who isn't. And we as Americans are pretty much well-fed. We're pretty much watched after from womb to the tomb. So why would we want to bite the hand that feeds us? Just like the Israelites and when they were going into the promised land. For 40 years, kept saying, let's go back into Egypt. At least we have a place to sleep and food on the table. Yeah, we were slaves, but we were fed. They didn't want to trust God for their liberty and their freedom to live and to prosper. They wanted security, Beth Ann.
Absolutely.
And what do Americans want today more than anything else? Security. They'll sell their rights for it, their blessings for it. They'll sell their children's souls for it. They don't care. They want security.
Let me quote something to you, and I do this quite often. It's from Bondage to Spiritual Faith.
Yes.
From spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. And that's where we are in this nation right now.
Yeah.
We're about out of time. We've only got a couple of seconds left. I want to give your phone number. Pastor Butch, thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you for this
book to encourage people, because it's not a time to be discouraged. It's a time to be encouraged and determined. But turn to God. Turn to God and be bold. That's 1-800-777-4403 to order the book. That's 1-800-777-4403, or go to Amazon.com. Thank you so much, Pastor Butch.
Thank you.
I like to say, as we close every day, it's going to take all of us, every single one of us. We need to be bold. And it's only through that boldness and prayer that we will truly bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.